北京外国语大学，北京外语音像出版社。
The Beijing Foreign Languages Audiovisual Publishing House. Beijing Foreign Studies University.
New Interchange, English for International Communication.By Jack C. Richards, with Jonathan Hull and Susan Proctor. This student's audio program contains recordings that correspond to Level 1, Student's Book B, published by Cambridge University Press and Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This recording is in copyright. This student's audio program contains a selection of recordings from the class audio program, including conversations, grammar focus models,and pronunciation tasks.
Unit 9. What does he look like? Exercise 2. Conversation. Describing someone. Listen and practice.
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for someone. His name is Martin Bach. I'm afraid I missed him.
Well, what does he look like?
Let's see. He's about 35, I guess. He's pretty tall with red hair.
Oh, are you Jean Taylor?
Yes, that's right.
He asked for you a few minutes ago. I think he's in the restaurant.
Thanks. I'll go and look for him.
Exercise 3. Grammar focus. Questions for describing people.General appearance.
What does he look like?
He's pretty tall, with red hair.
Does he wear glasses?
Yes, he does.
Does he have a mustache?
No, he doesn't.
Age.
How old is he?
He's about 25.
He's in his 20s.
Hair.
What color is her hair?
Light brown.
She has dark brown hair.
How long is her hair?
It's medium length.
Height.
How tall is she?
She's fairly short.
She's 152 centimeters. She's 5 feet.
Exercise 7. Conversation. Identifying people. Part A. Listen and practice.
Hi, Raoul. Good to see you. Where's Margaret?
Oh, she couldn't make it. She went to a concert with Alex.
Oh. Well, why don't you go and talk to Judy? She doesn't know anyone here.
Judy? Which one is she? She the woman wearing glasses over there?
No, she's the tall one in jeans. She's standing near the window.
Oh, I'd like to meet her.
Exercise 8. Grammar focus.Modifiers with participles and prepositions. Participles.
Who's Raoul?
He's the man wearing glasses.
Which one is Raoul?
He's the one talking to Sarah.
Prepositions.
Who's Sarah?
She's the woman with the short black hair.
Which one is Judy?
She's the tall one in jeans.
Who are the Smiths?
They're the people next to the window.
Which ones are the Smiths?
They're the ones on the couch.
Exercise 9. Pronunciation. Contrastive stress. Part A. Listen and practice. Notice how the stress changes to emphasize a contrast.
Is Raoul the one wearing the red shirt?
No, he's the one wearing the black shirt.
Is Judy the short one in jeans?
No, she's the tall one in jeans.
Part B. Mark the stress changes in these conversations. Listen and check. 1.
Is Rose the one sitting next to Kate?
No, she's the one standing next to Kate.
2.
Is Brian the man on the couch?
No, Brian's the man behind the couch.
10. Have you ever ridden a camel? Exercise 2. Conversation. Going out. Part A. Listen and practice.
Are you enjoying your trip to New Orleans?
Oh, yes. I really like it here.
Would you like to do something tonight?
Sure, I'd love to.
Let's see. Have you been to a jazz club yet?
Yes. I've already been to several clubs here.
Okay. What about an evening riverboat tour?
Actually, I've gone twice this week.
So what do you want to do?
Well, I haven't been to the theater in a long time.
Oh, okay. I hear there's a terrific show at the Sanger Theater.
Great. Let's make a reservation.
Exercise 3. Grammar focus. Present perfect. Already. Yet. The present perfect is formed with the verb have plus the past participle form of a verb.
Have you been to a jazz club?
Yes, I've already been to several.
Have they seen the play?
No, they haven't seen it yet.
Has she gone on a riverboat tour?
Yes, she's gone twice this week.
Has he called his parents lately?
No, he hasn't called them.
Regular past participles.
Call, called, hike, hiked, jog, jogged, try, tried.
Irregular past participles.
Be, been, do, done, eat, eaten, go, gone, have, had, make, made, see, seen.
Contractions.
I have equals I've. Have not equals haven't. She has equals she's. Has not equals hasn't.
Exercise 4. Conversation. Describing events. Part A. Listen and practice.
So, how was your weekend?
Oh, really good. I went to see David Copperfield.
The magician?
That's right. Have you ever seen him?
Yes, I have. I saw his show in Las Vegas last year. He's terrific.
Yeah, he does some incredible things.
Have you ever been to Las Vegas?
No, I've never been there.
You should go sometime. It's an interesting city, and the hotels are wonderful.
Exercise 5. Grammar focus. Present perfect and past tense. Use the present perfect for an indefinite time in the past. Use the past tense for a specific event in the past.
Have you ever seen a magic show?
Yes, I have. I saw a magic show last year.
No, I haven't. But my sister saw David Copperfield. Have you ever been to Las Vegas?
Yes, I have. I went there in September.
No, I haven't. I've never been there.
Exercise 6. Pronunciation. Have. Part A. Listen and practice. In questions, have is usually reduced to have. In short answers, have is not reduced.
Have you ever been in a traffic accident?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever eaten Greek food?
No, I haven't.
Unit 11. It's a very exciting city. Exercise 2. Conversation. Describing cities. Part A. Listen and practice.
Where in Canada are you from, Ken?
I'm from Toronto.
Oh, I've never been there. What's it like?
It's a fairly big city, but it's not too big. The nightlife is good, too.
Is it expensive there?
No, it's not too bad.
And what's the weather like in Toronto?
Well, it's pretty cold in the winter and very hot and humid in the summer. It's nice in the spring and fall, though.
Exercise 3. Grammar focus. Adverbs and adjectives. Conjunctions.
It's a very exciting city. It's too expensive, however.
It's not very exciting. It's really beautiful, though.
It's a fairly big city, but it's not too big.
It's pretty safe, and it's very friendly.
Exercise 8. Conversation. Giving suggestions. Part A. Listen and practice.
Can you tell me a little about Mexico City?
Sure, I can. What would you like to know?
Well, what's a good time to visit?
I think you can go anytime. The weather is always nice.
Oh, good. And what should I see there?
Well, you should visit the National Museum and go to the Palace of Fine Arts.
What else?
Oh, you shouldn't miss the Pyramid of the Sun. It's very interesting.
It all sounds really exciting.
Exercise 9. Grammar focus. Modal verbs can and should.
Can you tell me about Mexico?
Yes, I can.
No, I can't.
What can you do there?
You can see the Palace of Fine Arts.
Should I go to the Palace of Fine Arts?
Yes, you should.
No, you shouldn't.
What should I see there?
You should visit the National Museum.
You shouldn't miss the Pyramid of the Sun.
Exercise 10. Pronunciation. Can't and shouldn't. Part A. Listen and practice these sentences. Notice how the T in can't and shouldn't is pronounced.
You can't walk home on the streets late at night.
You shouldn't miss the night markets.
You can't go shopping on Sundays.
You shouldn't swim at the beaches.
Unit 12. It really works. Exercise 2. Conversation. Health problems. Part A. Listen and practice.
Hi, Craig. How are you?
Not so good. I have a terrible cold.
Really? That's too bad. You should be at home in bed. It's really important to get a lot of rest.
Yeah, you're right.
And have you taken anything for it?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's helpful to chop up some garlic and cook it in chicken stock. Then drink a cup every half hour. It really works.
Ugh.
Exercise 3. Grammar focus. Infinitive compliments.
What should you do for a cold?
It's important to get a lot of rest.
It's a good idea to take some vitamin C.
It's useful to get some cold medicine.
It's helpful to chop up some garlic and cook it.
Exercise 4. Pronunciation. Reduced form of 2. Part A. Listen and practice. In conversation, 2 is usually reduced to t.
What should you do for a fever?
It's important to take some aspirin. And it's a good idea to see the doctor.
Exercise 7. Conversation. Giving suggestions. Part A. Listen and practice.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, please. Could I have something for a cough? I think I'm getting a cold.
Well, I suggest a box of these cough drops. And you should get a bottle of vitamin C, too.
Thank you. And what do you have for dry skin?
Try some of this new lotion. It's very good.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Exercise 8. Grammar focus. Modal verbs can, could, may for requests, suggestions.
Can I help you? May I help you?
Can I have a box of cough drops?
Could I have something for a sore throat?
May I have a bottle of aspirin?
What do you have for dry skin? What do you suggest for dry skin?
Try some of this lotion. I suggest some ointment. You should get some skin cream.
Tell me,